called the Modern Years. So how is it now that you're in Jamaica? Is the offering coming forth or what?
It comes sporadically, you know, for the past 2.5 years, we had COVID, so the music industry was locked down. But I may not be in front of the mic, but I'm very busy behind the scenes.
Talk to me about that. I was coming to that just now. You're still busy? Because, you know, in one of your thing that you sent me, you said, I'll try and quote it word for word, is that you love the music, you sing the music, you do everything for the music, but you're still a breadwinner for the family. And I said to myself, that's a woman in every sense of the word. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, I was a breadwinner for the family since I was a single mother again, right? Mm-hmm. And so music had to be part-time because at the point, you know, in the United States, at that point, music was just on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So Monday to Friday,
true.
I was a VP in a PR firm and worked there for 20 odd years before coming home to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So, and since my return to Jamaica, I have joined quite a few of the music fraternities like JAVA, which their mandate is to the reservation of the music. Jaria, which we try to foster the economic and the standards of the musicians. And JCAP is an association which does the copyrights for authors, publishers, and writers of music. And one of my projects for the JAVA, I am the chairperson for the Jaria Honor Awards and have been for quite a few years. So I'm very, very busy behind the scenes, even though I may not be on stage. But my true passion is to get back in front of the stage and to continue my recording career.
I don't want you to give up that recording career because I think you have a beautiful voice. And those of you who are coming, I haven't let you on the thing, but you need to close your mics a bit and because I'm talking to Mary at the moment and
maybe you need to let them in. Maybe
I let everybody in.
We put them in on the pages so they can join the conversation.
They're right there. They're right there. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong here. I'm not too good at this this thing here, but it's from the radio station and my regular person, he's not here, so I'm gonna feel it. I'm feeling my way out.
Staring the ship solo today.
Oh, yeah. And just in case you're joining us, I'm speaking to one of my favorite vocalists, Harmony Beautiful. You know, I should play something by her. I keep talking about my beautiful vocalists and all that, and I don't play. Shut up and play something for her, Stretch. Don't worry, Mary. You're talking to a crazy guy here, all right? And I'm looking for the song that I totally love.
Hello.
Oh, talk to Mary. Good. Who is that talking to Mary?
Hello, Don. Don is my first producer.
Where is Don? Don.
He's my Afro Gem Records producer.
Hey, Don, let me see your ugly face. Come on, jump up there.
I'm looking to see. I don't know.
I don't know. What are you, a TV ass? Tell me. Hey, Don, where are you? I want to see you, man.
Huh.
Oh boy, I can't see Don.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me, Don? I guess not. Tony Carr, are
maybe
you hearing
me? Maybe his mic is new. Hello, Tony.
I'll mute your mic, Don. And Tony's mic is unmuted, but Don has to unmute his mic if he wants to speak.
Don, speak to us. Wow.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. Don. Say hello to...
But I can't. I don't see my face anywhere.
You have to go down to the bottom.
Say stop. Yeah. And
go on the video and click on it.
But talk anyway. Talk until
there's Tony.
Here we go.
Yeah. Well, Tony's there. Now we need you waiting for Don. Now Don, you have to go down to the very bottom of the of your laptop and go to the stop. Video and click on the video.
Hey, Don, just talk.
Hey.
Talk. Tell me about...
Can you see me?
No, not yet.
No, Don. I don't see you. But we can hear you, so that's just as good.
All right.
We would love to see your face, though.
I can't see my face.
Keep fooling around with it and talk to me about Mary Isaacs. I think she has a beautiful face, so I can say anything I want. Because I don't pay license here in Canada.
She was born with a beautiful face.
Yes. So tell me about you being her first manager. What was that like?
The ultimate.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. Tell me why it was the ultimate.
Because she's a beautiful person. And she has beautiful voice,
mm-hmm.
and she records beautifully. Everything is beautiful about Mary.
So why did you give her up?
I never give her up. Did she tell you that I give her up?
No, she didn't. It's me. I'm questioning you, sir. I'm from the FBI in Canada.
I thought FBI was in the United States.
Don't think, okay? Don't think. Just talk to me now. No, she's from what I've seen, she's a beautiful person to talk with. I don't know about working with. So you talk to me. Why was it a manager relationship or
was a producer?
Producer.
And a manager at times.
All right.
Yeah.
And
friend.
Yeah.
Confident.
And also a good friend.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. You know, I think I see you there with a bunch of men hanging out.
I think you have up your KC buddies up there, Don. That's what.
Don, you went to Kingston College?
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Yeah, I went to Calabar.
Calabar, up the
Green and Black
road there.
Green and Black, all right. So purple and white. When I used to beat up judges, I met the Chinaman. They've not talked to me for a whole year.
And Don is the person who introduced me to Tony.
Oh.
Yes, one of her first interviews went to Washington.
Ah, I see.
And Tony did a fantastic job.
Tony Carr, are you there? I see the mouth moving, but
I want to talk to you.
Nobody wants to talk to me. Okay, it's nothing new.
Tony has to unmute his mic.
Unmute your mic, Tony.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
you need somebody to make us know exactly what to do, Howard.
Yeah, well, that's why I have my mouth, Massey. Okay, she makes me know.
Julia.
Don't worry about it. Just talk and tell the people about you and your friend who is who doesn't like Mary.
Well,
who doesn't like Mary?
Just kidding. I love Mary. Go ahead. Tell me why is it Mary not big out there right now? Because I listened to her and at one point I said, Jesus, this woman sounds like Marcia Griffiths. Why isn't she out there? Talk to me.
No, no, she sounds like herself.
I know, but
because there's only one Master Griffith.
No, no.
Hearing that.
Hey, Howard.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
No, but talk to me.
Okay.
I can hear you, Tony.
Time for me to say something, but I've been waiting. Listen, Clive Davidson called me up. We're good friends, you know, musically. And he told me he had this song by this young lady he's producing. And I got the song, played it. I said, damn, who is this? And we did an interview. As a matter of fact, I think they even visited me once in Washington, if I recall that.
Of course. Yes, we drove up. Yeah.
And when I saw Mary, I fell in love right away. And wanted
get out. Her behave. Right. I'm in love with Mary. Okay, two of us can be loved. We are brothers.
But I knew that Mary went back to Jamaica. And I kept wondering why she was not recording as much as when she was in New York. But I can tell you this. In Jamaica, if you're not into certain types of things, you're definitely going to be held back.
Mm-hmm.
Master Griffith.
It's their loss.
Master Griffiths told me years ago that she never got involved when she realized what was going on in Jamaica. She never got involved with people who were unprofessional. And that's why she recorded most of her songs with a professional, Donovan Jermaine from Penthouse Records. But getting back to Mary, I know that Mary is involved in a lot of things in Jamaica that is positive. I read about it all the time. And she
positive.
She briefly mentioned some of the things that she does in Jamaica. And I can tell you this, from the little I do know, that the things that she is involved with is very important to Jamaica's music.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Very involved. And what very I love,
I was going through her thing, and I saw the jazz. You know, she... the genre of jazz music. And I always said to myself, I always wanted to sing jazz. I just didn't have the timing and the rhythm. And Jackie Jackson, tall bass player, he used to tell me, he says, anxious, because they called me anxious because of soccer. He says, you have to have the timing to sing jazz because jazz is part of the rhythm. Now, I watch this lady singing a little thing, and I say, wow, I should have been like that. You know what I mean? So, Audley, what have you got to say about your artist?
Don?
Hmm?
Don?
You're sleeping or what?
No, Audley, it's all right, Don. It's you.
Oh, sorry, Don. Sorry. Right now, my head kind of too nice.
Yeah.
Don, go ahead, sir. What do you think about your artist when it comes to the jazz? I think she's brilliant. I wish she would send me more music.
I think Mary can sing any type of genre.
I agree with you. 110%, 15%.
Yeah.
We did a cover song of a jazz cover song, which I do believe that I sent to you as part of the transfer. Yeah. It called My Baby Don't Care.
No,
I didn't get it. So he knows about your man, you get it. You just don't know.
Mary?
It. Yes.
Mary? When it comes to music, my brother is very disorganized. I send him a lot of music. And then he turn around and ask me. But Mary, tell us a little about a song that I've been playing here in Washington, D.C. for a couple months now. I'm happy.
Yeah.
How's that song doing?
I am happy. Oh, thank you, Uncle T.
Yeah, no, I was going to play that music.
I watch you when I wake up from sleeping. But I never get, because you're on so late and I have to get up early.
I was going to play it for you, now, Mary.
Yeah,
you better. You better. I'm happy. Okay. I did a tribute. I was one of the acts for a tribute for Dennis Brown tribute on the waterfront. And this gentleman out of California saw me on stage, reached out to me. His name is Isa Char. And one of my very good friends, Marcia, he reached out to her. She reached out to me. He said he would like me to sing a song for him. So I said, okay, send me the tracks. Months went by, nothing happened. But one day the tracks arrived. And so I wrote this song called I'm Happy. It was in the end stages of COVID, and everybody around here was sad. You pick up you come on the social media, somebody died, people losing their jobs, somebody's sick. So I wanted to do something that was uplifting, motivating, give us an opportunity to keep on holding on. So I wrote, I'm happy. Then I sent the demo.
Can I touch just this first part?
He said to me, I'm going to have Sangi Davis produce this song. You know who Sangi is?
Yes.
A girly, and he did a lot of stuff with Bob Marley. So Sangi and I met. He did a few changes on the arrangement, because I'm not a musician. I just, you know, I sang the melody, and he contributed to a few of the words in the song. But then we went to the studio, and I'm Happy was born. Isa Char got Tuff Gong to distribute it on their label. And it's just a beautiful song that everybody loves. Unfortunately, I'm not getting the airplay in Jamaica, as I do get in Washington and New York.
And Montreal.
In Montreal.
Thank you.
Today I got a call from, I got a note from Lagos, Nigeria. I mean, it's been played in Australia and other places.
Okay, Mary.
But not Jamaica.
Well,
that is not surprising.
A few stations. I mean, Ari, there's one doc at Ari FM. She plays it. Edge plays it. RJR does Cool once in a while. But you know how many stations we have in Jamaica, so.
Yep. 500.
But I am patient and I am grateful. And I am grateful for all the angels who have stood by me.
Can I give a little touch of this song? Because I totally love this song.
Give more than a little touch, because Dean Fraser did a banging job with that sound. Solo in the song.
From out of Kingston, Jamaica. Beautiful voice.
I've been waiting for you.
She's been waiting for me. And when she waits for me, she gotta wait. Keep it locked, CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Speaking with Tony Carr and all the vagabonds from out of the United States of America. Right, yes, and you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM and WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Keep it locked, yes, and what me say? Rewind, and come again. Oh, you said that. Oh, you sound so feminine, Stretch. Rewind, and come again. Riding the rhythms of life. The lady says she's happy. And we happy for play this because we love it. We love it. Ja! Rastafari. Shut up, Stretch and rewind. Dean Fraser.
My love.
And my girl.
For your love, my love. Thank you, Lord, for sending love to me. I'm so blessed. I'm feeling so complete. I've been yearning for your love so long. Happy.
One of my favorite singers in the world at the moment.
I've been praying for your love, my love.
I'm going to turn down the mic a bit. Turn down the music a bit because I'm 21 talking. And then jealous, you see, in America, may I tell you, say, them people jealous. Jealous? Tony Carr, are you there?
I'm here. You talk about jealous. You're my little brother. You have to do what I say.
Thank you. Can I love Mary? Can I love Mary?
Yes.
Thank you. Where's Mary, ex-manager? He's not talking to me. He's vexed or what?
No, I'm not vexed.
I know you can't be vexed because you don't meet me yet, because you're going to love me when you meet me, you know. Anyway, what questions do you have for Mary? Mary is now in Jamaica. What would you ask her if you had the choice to do?
Well, Mary is a very good friend of mine. I spoke to her this morning. I just called her.
Right.
I spoke to her this morning.
Right.
We talk all the time.
You talk all the time, but as a manager living in North America and she's in Jamaica, what would you say to her?
Just keep singing, keep writing songs, and we'll take it from there.
Right. I totally agree with you because she has a beautiful voice. With a voice like that, I don't care, Mary, hit something like my girl Celine Dion, all right? I don't care. I love Celine Dion. I don't care what nobody say about me. I love Celine Dion. So don't be afraid if you can. Because I hear you doing a song with 5 octaves in it, you know. Minnie Riperton did 6 or 7. And I said to myself, whoa, this woman wasting her time.
Is that Someone Loves You?
Yes.
With Dobby Dobson?
Yeah. How do you? Yeah.
You're going to share a little.
I'm not going to share anything. Because
you're not?
No. Because people going to get jealous.
It was produced by Don Clive Davidson, who is on with us right now. And maybe you've knocked out Issa Shah because I know he wanted to listen to the interview as well.
What was the name of the song again?
Someone Loves You.
Someone Loves You, yeah.
With Dobby Dobson, which is a classic.
I totally love Dobby Dobson. I'm trying to look for this song right now. And
You found it last night.
You should be ready with that to play.
I was ready, but where is it? Where is it? Talk something. Talk my business. Talk about Stretch, who doesn't have any kind of ambition. Where is...
Okay, Dawn, is that you in the pink shirt?
What pink shirt?
Pink sweater?
Oh.
No, that is Dennis Thompson, right, Dawn?
Yeah.
I think you're in the middle.
Yes.
Dawn is in the middle. Okay.
He's in the middle with the hat, without the hat, because I'm seeing...
I think he's in a purple, because that's a KC posse there. Another KC posse. So Don is in the middle, I think, in a purple shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the song again?
Someone Loves You. Dobby Dobson, Mary Isaacs.
Oh, man. I had this song here, Someone Loves You.
Mary, you know, you song a little bit like Marcia Griffith, eh? Anybody ever tell you that?
Everybody tells me that. And it's probably with the styling. Mm-hmm. When I hear the voice, I think it's the styling of the Lover's Rock.
Yes.
Today, you're hearing a different styling.
Happy sounds just like a bit of Marcia Griffith in there. It sounds just like her, the voice, the tone, you know?
Yeah.
Very sweet.
If I sound like that, I'm in good company then.
Yes, very sweet. Enjoy it.
So after this interview, I had sent Stretch a lot of my music. So you knock on his door and let him play others as well.
Okay.
And keep on pumping, I'm happy.
So how long have you been in the business? How long have you been singing?
I've been singing from the late 70s in the band. But
oh,
I've
wow.
Been, yeah. So I've
Mary,
been, yes.
Can you remember the time when we athletes who represented Jamaica, we had a tribute to Herb McKinley?
Oh yes.
And your song, that song.
One moment in time.
Could you sing a little bit of that?
Is that the song that says something? You're my hero.
Oh, okay. That is Wind Beneath My Wings.
You sung that song.
Yes, and I did One Moment in Time. I think Whitney Houston song. Yes, that's when they did it. Yes. That was a long time.
A long time ago.
Yes.
But that always stood out in my mind because I did not know that you were going to perform, and I was way over the other side from where you were. And of course, we were chit-chatting. And then I heard this beautiful voice, and I look up and I say, damn, that looked like Mary Isaacs.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah. So and as that, you see, Tony, as I mentioned before you came on board, I did voice, right, in New York. So my teacher at the time made sure that I do a lot of jazz standards and R&B. And music has always been my number one passion. So thank you for the compliment.
Let me ask you something. Being married, did that slow down your career, you think?
Probably did. Because being a married woman versus being a single woman, there's a line of respect that you know, maybe it did.
You can't go hang out in the studio all night like some people, right?
Right, and I'm a very private person. I don't go to all the shows. I'm not at every joint. When you see me, it's a rare occasion. And I live in St. Thomas now, so Kingston is where all the action is.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe it did, but if the opportunity arose for me to showcase, my husband is not holding me back. He loves to see my name in print. He loves to hear my songs on the radio. So, but me as a woman, respecting my body and not just going out and, you know how the scene is, Tony, without. perhaps it did, but if that is what has kept me back, well, I would do it again. But I mentioned it at the last interview I did with the Gleaner. And some people say, oh, no. But, you know, I went in to do a gig to promote this song, I'm Happy. And the first thing the lady said to me, oh, you're the white girl that sing reggae music. I looked at her and said, what? And the person who went with me, I mean, it kind of took me for surprise. And it's not the first time that, you know, somebody mentioned it to you. You know, Mary, you'd have reached further if you were darker, blah, blah, blah. You know, your hair and all sorts of stuff. But I don't let it keep me back. I know that I love music. I like to do quality music that is going to be around when I die. I don't want to do the trendy music. I mean, I can't do dancehall. It's not my scene. I'm not going to expose my body on stage. And I'm not going to do the dances that they do. I remember once I performed at Madison Square Garden's Paramount Theater. I took my son at the time. And in those days, I was young and whatever, and I was bubbling with a man. And the audience loved it. I mean, they loved it. And driving home, I said to Chris, who is my son, I said, did you like the show? And he was very quiet. And I kept pumping it, and then he turned around and said, "Mommy, why did you do that?" I said, "What did I do?" He said, "Dance that way with the man." I said, "I was acting." I said, "You see the people on TV acting? I'm acting. You see, I'm coming home with you. That's a part of the show." So maybe those are the things that have kept me. Maybe they think I'm too stuffy or whatever. But I'm who I am. And I know music is the voices, the images first, and then followed by the talent.
Let me ask another question. And I can see there's no regret in you being married to obviously a very lovely man. Have you ever worked with Fab Five on stage? I'm sure you did.
All the time. Good friends with Frankie.
I know that.
I was once on their board. I was once their advertising rep as well as their financial rep. Good friend.
All right. The reason why I asked that question that way, how come have you ever recorded with them?
Yes. Did us one song on their album. We did a Java album. It is Time.
I remember that, yeah.
It is Time was the song. It's a compilation of all of the Java members.
I think I might have that.
Yeah, It is Time, which I wrote, which talking, it's time for us to love one another, time for peace, you know? I wrote that song, yeah.
That was done at Aquarius Studio, right?
Yes, that's the one that they used to own in Happy Tree, right?
Yes, Aquarius Studio.
Yeah, It is Time, yeah.
Where's Howard? He disappeared?
Howard is here still, but he's trying to find that song, Someone Loves You, Honey. Someone Loves You, not Honey, right?
Let's play I'm Happy Again Until Then.
Yes, please.
I'm happy, because I am happy to be here with you guys. I'm having a ball.
Okay, I can't find that one.
I found it on YouTube. That's where I found it.
What, I'm happy?
Someone loves you. He loves you.
The voice of
I've been waiting for your love,
Mary Isaacs,
my love,
whom I'm totally in love with.
Done waiting for your love,
Montreal,
my love,
Quebec, Canada.
Thank you, Lord.
Here it is.
For sending love to me.
I'll rewind it just in case you're not from the island.
Happy.
When we rewind something and we say, come again, Mr. DJ. Keep it locked right here on CKUT 90.3 FM WFFR Kalang. Let me touch it back.
I've been waiting for your love, my love.
Oh, God. Shut up, no stretch and play the music.
Yeah.
Kony, your brother must say, I say, shut up, my man. Here we go. Brand new release by Mary Isaac. With Dean Fraser in the background.
I've been praying for your love, my love. Knelt and prayed for your love.
We'll come again, Mr. Stretch. Sons of Mary Isaac.
Been praying for your love, my love. She knelt and prayed for your love, my love. You're the gift, a special gift, the family.
I know that sounds like nice, you know, weekend, but I want to send all this to my friend then. This is Mary Isaacs doing a song that I completely love. Enjoy.
We're on the shores of nowhere looking.
It's all about so good, so right.
I turn and kiss your face.
Voice. Here we go. We're going to rock this one here, all right? It says, treat me right. You got to treat me right, Tony Carr, because I'm your younger brother. And you want to slap me because I messed up. Here we go.
Treat me kind, treat me good. Give me love. You'll never have a problem.
You'll never have a problem if you treat me right.
The test gone.
Big hit in the 80s.
I can tell you're
special. Big hit in the 80s.
Good time was had by all in a little while. And oh, by that look, you got all the things on your mind. And I can't resist that sign. So turn off the lights and close the door. We need
always turn off the lights and close the door. Now 6:36, we're going to get over there and see what Tony Carr and his friend Clive, do I say Clive? I'm messing up this guy name. Is it Clive?
Let's call him Clive, man, and done.
Clive and done. Is that, no. Yeah,
No. Just call him Clive.
Shut up now, Tony. Yeah. You people in Washington talk a lot, you know what I mean? Anyway,
trying to help out, brother.
Let me talk to my favorite lady where the voice is gone.
I don't know. I just sent you Someone Loves You. Can you pick it up? It's on your email if you wanted to play it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I just sent it to you.
All right. Talk a little bit so I can end with that song more or less. Yeah. What more do you have to say to the lady, Tony Carr? Tell him how much music you play from her on a Sunday night.
Excuse me.
Okay, sir. Excuse me.
Keep quiet.
Yes.
This question is to both Mary and Don.
Yes, sir. What about Shrek?
Clive, what were some of the top songs you recorded with Mary in New York?
Little Bit of Heaven. Someone Loves You.
Never gonna give you up.
Your phone.
Never gonna give you. Yeah, right.
Special. Secret Love.
Secret Lovers.
Yeah. Quite a few of them, and we still have stuff in the can that we haven't released yet.
Some right now.
Yeah.
Coming out this year. This year or early January.
Yeah. Clive and I have done stuff with Happy Love.
Clive, I'll keep your phone
reunited.
Number.
Reunited.
Reunited. Right. And it feels so good.
We did take it easy. We did take it easy.
Take it easy. Boom.
Yeah. And Grob had a little to do with that because he has helped with the arrangement on that.
Right, Grob Cooper.
Right.
That's my drummer, you know.
With quite a few special friends, special love. Special Love, is that the name of the album?
It will be better next year.
Yeah.
What was the name of this, your first CD release, Clive, that you had, that I used to play a lot of? I'm trying to remember the name of the CD that you recorded with Mary.
The name of the CD is So Good, So Right.
No.
Okay.
Because A Little Bit of Heaven was a vinyl.
Then I Know CD you're talking about.
That is the second one we put out.
Yeah.
A Little Bit of Heaven was a vinyl. It was a 12-inch.
What was the CD? Excuse me. What was the song he said I should look for?
Someone Loves You.
Okay.
And I just sent it to you by email.
I'm not
sure. Okay. So the first album, the first single we did was
Little Bit of Heaven.
Yeah, which was a 12-inch.
Mm.
And then from there, that's when we started the album.
Okay.
Then we convert to digital.
Right. And you put out that album in Japan with Carly Davis on the
Yes, yeah. We did co-release. It both you and Carleen on the same album.
Right, in Japan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My God, I keep forgetting the name of the song.
Mm. Boy, age is a bitch.
Old age, boy.
We
old
all
age.
Go through it.
Someone loves you, Stretch. Someone loves you.
I try and I know it's Someone Loves You, but I keep getting
someone.
But
in the interim, I did a single for Love People Records.
Right.
On Missing You.
I know.
The song that you played of Treat Me Right was done for Just Screw, who produced quite a lot of Barrington Levy's big hits. So, and that was done in Jamaica. Yeah.
Just keep playing all the music.
Just keep talking. Because it's interesting.
It's really, I'm really, really happy to be here this evening to spend this happy evening.
I'm so happy to have you.
Joel, where are you from? Barbados.
Who?
Joel.
Joel is from Barbados. Don't worry.
Barbados.
I picked up the accent,
yeah. More Canadian than Barbadian, but the accent still stays there.
Yeah.
Mary.
Yes, Tony.
Have you performed in any of the Eastern Caribbean islands?
I did Antigua and St. Martin. My did two trips to Antigua, really. The first one, this was the first time I really felt like an artist, a celebrity. They took me off the plane, no customs, nothing, straight to the hotel. That night, I went to the prime minister's home. That was a really nice treat. And then the second time, I performed for King Short Shirt's 25th anniversary and in front of 17,000 people.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. I had a good run in the tri-state area. A Little Bit of Heaven really opened many, many doors for me. I got to meet a lot of artists, Calypsonians. Mighty Sparrow, he would book me to do shows with him. So I did Madison Square Gardens with their Mother's Day show at two or three times. And I really had a good flight in New York with music. Yeah.
Clive, you are about to say something.
No, I think also, Mary, that you performed at the Apollo Theater.
I did Apollo Theater.
Yeah.
I did Brooklyn Academy of Music. Yeah, Lincoln Center. I did many performances with the Consul General, Air Jamaica. I did a lot of performances for them and got airline tickets instead of money. So I had a nice time. I really had a nice time in New York. And I was really treated royally.
Right.
I still am. I still am because I'm here and I still have people who appreciate my talent. And a little bit of heaven is still is playing now again. And thanks to, I'm happy that brought it out. So, and they can find, I don't have a video, okay? I don't have a video on YouTube, but some of my music are on YouTube.
So we're going to get you to Barbados now then.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the fly fish, you see? Ah,
yeah, we're gonna get you down there.
You think I don't know about your fly fish?
Am I cuckoo?
Yeah.
I went to Barbados quite a few times. Once when I was represented in Jamaica, another time I won. The only time I ever won one of these door prizes, and there's a place on Friday night. I forget where it is.
Oyston. Oyston.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
And we went out there and eat a variety of Bajan food, flying fish, and it was good.
Okay.
It was good, yes.
They used to have something like that in Axis Road, but now it changed to Oyston Town.
Oh, Oyston's. Yeah. Oyston.
My poor brother, he's moving wires instead of moving music.
What, yeah, what I am doing that. But you know something, I tried to get this song so hard.
On your email?
On my mail, and I don't know, the computer is like it wants to give up on me.
I would sing, but I'm afraid you
should. I think I hear it.
You do?
Yeah.
Can I sing it to you?
No, dear.
Let her sing.
Jeez, give me a chance, no man. Oh, God, I love the woman, you know, man. All right.
This is the Mary Isaac Show.
Oh, I love Mary.
Thank you.
Where the song there?
Love you, too.
Where the song there?
Someone loves you.
Oh, Lord. I hate technology.
Well, you know, by the time you finish, nobody ain't gonna love you, eh?
I know they don't love me already. Tony, don't unlove me.
No, my brother. You're always loved here in Washington, in Maryland. Keep saying Washington. You keep saying Washington, D.C. I live in the great state of Maryland.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's always say that you live in Washington.
You know, the radio station that I am on is in Washington, D.C., but I live in the great state of Maryland.
Oh, okay, okay.
And he will never get that straight.
Oh, God.
But
I don't know
what can I do?
We still have to love him. We still have to love him.
It's 10 minutes to 7. And I need to play
next year, my brother, when I come up to Montreal, I'm going to help you to organize your music when you go to do an interview. I'll show you how to do it so you'll sound like you're a genius.
All right, brother.
That's what people tell me.
Tony, I might have to mute the mic, you know. I can't have you doing this to my Montreal today, you know, man. I might have to mute you, you know.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me shut up.
Anyway, you know what? I'm having a problem. I put this on my phone, and it's the same. I don't know what's wrong with this.
The same thing with Pat Dillon Moore.
Shut up, Tony.
if Pat listening, you know she's going to come on and take you on.
There is somebody that says 8 on the screen and someone says TV ass.
Yes, they're not coming on. They could see you, though.
Yeah. Even though I would like to say hello to 8 and to TV ass.
Yes. Hello, I guess.
Very erotic.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm so sad. I'll be playing this music next week because I'm going to work on it all week.
TV ass? TV ass? What is in TV?
Everything.
I like that person to explain what is TV ass. that's a name, eh? A strange name. Okay.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy is available on all platforms.
Yes.
The Then and Now CD is available on all platforms, and Someone Loves You is on that platform. Yeah.
You have quite a bit of music on YouTube.
You can listen
also
to it before next week.
Yeah.
By downloading any of Mary Isaacs's. I also, in my second CD, I decided that was produced with by Boris Gardner. I decided to play on the name, the spelling of the name Mary, because I for Irie and whatever.
Hmm.
And so I used M A R I. So if you come across M A R I, it's M A R Y. It's just that people were calling me Marie, and I really like the name Mary.
Oh.
Is that the song, right? I feel so bad having to play this song off the phone. Someone Loves You. I just want to say many thanks to this lady who is a stalwart staying with us. And I just want to say thank you very much. It's now.
Thank you for
six.
Inviting me.
You're certainly welcome. You will be back, and I promise you that this
okay.
won't happen to me again.
It's a
all
date.
Right.
We have a date.
All right, we do. All right. Thank you for being the person you are, and being such a stalwart, I don't know what to say. Is that Mr. Vassal at the last moment? Who is that? Tony Carr? Is that you?
T. Vassal.
T. Vassal, who is that?
I don't know. T. Vassal is not showing his face.
Maybe I didn't let them on. But anyway, quite a few people I didn't let on. So
They're on. They're just not on the video. You just can't see their face.
All right. I thank them very much because I'm frustrated myself. All right. Thank them very much. And I thank my guests.
Thank you, Stretch. And I'm happy and I'm happy. I'm happy on the Isachar Music label available on all platforms. Thanks, Don, for joining and making this extra special tonight.
It was.
And Uncle T, I love you. Always do.
Yeah. And
it's nice meeting you, Joel.
Well, thank you so much, Peter.
And number 8 and Mr. T or T Vassal. Thanks for joining. I love you all.
Thank you all. Certainly enjoyed having you. I don't know what's wrong with this stupid thing.
Number 8 is now showing his face. I don't know if it's why is it number 8? I don't know.
It's the lady.
Number 8 doesn't have a number, so we might think that you behind bars with the number because you're not giving a name.
Number 8, where are you right now? In Canada?
Number eight please, doesn't want to talk. All
please
right.
Please unmute. Number 8, please unmute.
We got to go. It's 3 minutes to the hour, 7 o'clock.
Thanks,
and,
Stretch.
Okay.
Thank you, my love. Love you too. All right. Thank you, my brothers. And I'm sorry whatever happened here in the last minute messed up. We will talk. I promise you that. All right.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good weekend and happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Joel. Thank you, Yvonne. Same to you. Have a nice weekend, everybody. And we're going to leave you now and play some happy.
I'm happy.
I'm going to play something by a singer that I totally admire. Until next week, same time, same place. Sorry all about this, all right? This is Ken Booth.
Sheltered me from harm, kept me warm,
kept me warm.
To me, set me free, set me free. The finest cheers I ever knew is all the years I have with you,
and I would give anything I own.
To have you
back. Congo Man time.
This is Billy Bill.
Yo, this is Mac Dew.
Yo, this is Trust.
This is Farouk.
Yo, and this is Shannon Gill.
And we're High Five.
And we're chilling with our boys, Masters at Work, on CKUT 90.3 FM. Stand up, Montreal. Hey, yo, somebody take us to those clubs out there.
For you anytime you need me. For real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman.
queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make lady. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, who no curtain. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, in the New York camp. Now that's real, you would never like me, baby. Never ever get my beauty away. Keep it tight, God. And I'ma walk these doors so we can live. In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Work life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to funk with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give you, my nigga.